Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from John chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put in it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." So we're getting to the home stretch of the Gospel of John here, in the sense that this passage, it says it's 6 days before the Passover, meaning it's 6 days before Jesus goes to the cross. And so here, in this scene, Jesus is at a dinner in Bethany where Lazarus was raised from the dead, and said that there's a dinner here that was for Jesus. We might presume actually this was a dinner, in a sense, thanking Jesus for raising Lazarus from the dead. Regardless, Jesus was in a place of honor here. And as this dinner is served, Mary takes this pound of expensive ointment, it says, made from pure nard, and anoints the feet of Jesus, wiping his feet with her hair. And now this whole scene here is intimate and personal, right? It's like wiping his feet with her hair. It's like, this is just really intimate. Like she's showing this love and devotion to Jesus. And not only was it like intimate, but it's extravagant and expensive. And we discover that based on what Judas says. He's like, this ointment, he tells us, is worth like 300 denarii. And that today is maybe around like $25,000. You can buy a car with that, right? That's a lot of money, right? It says it's like about a year's wages here, right? That's a lot of dough here. But that kind of just shows us Mary's heart, her devotion to Jesus, how much she values and sees Jesus and loves him with all of her heart. And I think that's just, it's a beautiful picture, just seeing this kind of love that she has for him. The second half of this passage then, it's Judas' response here. And now Judas, we're told here, is the one who would betray Jesus. But I can't help but read what he says and think that he's kind of right in a way, right? He's really practical. I'm pretty practical too, right? So I just think of it like this, where I'm like, I feel like I agree with him in some ways. He says that it's 300 denarii. You could take that, sell it, and give to the poor. Think of how many people you could help with all of this money. And just think of, like, in a sense, the lost utility of all of this. Like, worship is great and all, but like, you could help so many people like this. Now, it doesn't seem like Judas actually cares about that, actually, based on what John tells us here, but still, he has a point in a sense. But I think the problem that I have in this, that Judas had to a much worse degree, I guess, and I think the problem that many of us have as well, is that it's hard for us often to see the worth and the value of Jesus, right? We see this kind of devotion. It's so extravagant. It's so intimate and personal. And in some ways, it's hard for us to recognize how great Jesus is in the same kind of way. Maybe we're so used to giving God, giving Jesus just like one day a week or close to 10% or something like that, right? We're like, we think of worshiping God in a sense of duty. But what Mary does here is not duty. It is devotion. It is worship. It is intimate, personal, and extravagant. It's because she sees and knows very deeply and personally how great Jesus is and how worthy he is of all that she has. Now for us, you know, as a church, or like, you know, it doesn't mean that like corporate worship has to be extravagant with like laser lights and fog machines or something like that, although that would be kind of fun. And it doesn't mean necessarily that even in our personal worship of Jesus that we have to give tons and tons of money. But what it means is in our hearts, we value Jesus like this. We And what we do with our money actually speaks to that, because, you know, what we do with our money shows what we value in many ways. Like, if you're willing to spend thousands and thousands of dollars for the newest, like, technology, iPhone or whatever, a car or computer, all that kind of stuff, right? Gaming systems, all these things, we spend all this money on. That shows us that we have a value for it. We can extravagantly spend money on those kind of things. But are we willing to do that for Jesus? Are we willing to extravagantly give of our finances, of our obedience, of our lives to Jesus? What Mary does here is, in a sense, an example to us, and it's a challenge for us to not just see Jesus on a Sunday, not just see him in a 10% of what we have, but to see him with 100% every day, all that we have. And it's not one of, like, we owe it to him per se because he is God and we're not. Well, that's part of it, but it is one that is emotional and personal as well. It means that we need to be in with Jesus in such a way where we see that he is so worthy and he is so good, and that we just want to be with him. Let's pray for that kind of heart. Let me close this. Jesus, we thank you that you are worthy, and I pray for the worship of our hearts that we will value you, Jesus, as our Lord, as our Savior, as the lover of our souls. And I pray, Lord, that we will love you in return. And in our love for you, I pray that we will be sacrificial, extravagant, personal, intimate, emotional, all those things. May we give it to you because you are worthy, God. We thank you, Jesus, for this love you've shown us. Help us to love you back. In your name we pray.